Survey, Donald Trump and Joe Biden in Statistical Tie in New Hampshire. By Hannah Blow Knutson on November 16, 2023. Former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden are in a statistical tie in New Hampshire, an Emerson College survey reveals. Trump is within striking distance of Biden in the Granite State, as Biden leads with 40% support in a four-way race between himself, Trump, independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Green Party candidate Cornel West. Trump comes in second place with 37% support. That three-point difference is within the survey's margin of error. Another 8% support Kennedy, followed by 1% who support West. In this four-way matchup, 14% remain undecided. This particular survey shows that the inclusion of third-party candidates actually hurts Biden and helps Trump. As Biden boasts a 5-point lead, 47% to Trump's 42% in a two-man race. However, in that scenario, 12% remain undecided, which is more than enough to swing the race in either direction. More via Emerson College. Kennedy supporters equally come from both Trump and Biden. 6% of Biden and Trump voters switch to Kennedy when he is added to the ballot. 26% of those who are undecided on a Trump v. Biden matchup support Kennedy when he is added to the ballot. Kennedy voters are significantly less locked in than Biden and Trump voters. Kimball explained, majorities of Biden and Trump voters, 66% and 68%, say they will definitely vote for the candidate they chose. Whereas 75% of Kennedy voters say there is a chance they could change their mind and vote for someone else. The survey also shows New Hampshire independents preferring Biden over Trump, 47% to 36%. However, age is a concern among voters, as most, 53%, believe that Biden's age makes the job too difficult. Yet a quarter of those who say age makes his job too difficult still plan to vote for Biden over Trump, while 61% of those who say Biden's age makes his job too difficult plan to vote for Trump, per the survey. Related, get it together, Joe. Biden appears confused during Veterans Day ceremony. Further, 53% overall disapprove of Biden's job performance, while 37% approve. Notably, Republican Kelly Ayotte leads Democrat Joyce Craig by 3 points in a hypothetical gubernatorial race as well. The full survey was taken November 10 to 13, 2023, among 917 registered voters. It has a +3.3% margin of error and comes as several other surveys show Trump trouncing Biden in several key swing states, including Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Michigan.